Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about the pendulum that swings between routine and fun, interesting, exciting, creative flow, and how we need both of these things to be happy as a dyslexic. Let's dive into it. Okay, so let's dive into this podcast. Now, what I really want to chat about today is around the pendulum. Now, I've spoken about this in other episodes, and I am in the near future going to actually go back and find the top 10, 20 episodes and categorize them on the website, because there's a lot of people that are coming into the podcast who don't know me, who have to start at the beginning, which is what I'd probably recommend at this point, but want to listen to the top 10, 20 podcasts that kind of make up the belief system or the change or the understanding that adult dyslexics need to know when they get into this podcast. And after those 10, 20 short mini episodes, they have a much better frame for going forward. And the pendulum is something I'm very, very big on for adult dyslexics. And what the pendulum is that dichotomy of how we can be two things at one time. It's why we're hypocritical. Like if you've got a child, they could be completely hypocritical, or an adult, you know, it's a bit of everyone. They can be completely hypocritical. Say one thing one day, 3 days later, they're saying the opposite thing and they're being picked on for that or pulled out of, you know, being told off for it. Like, you said this the other day, though. Why have you changed your mind? I can't ever get a read on you. I don't understand what you want. Why are you changing? You know, do you know what I mean? Like, we've all had that experience, right? It's, you know, and you're kind of sitting there going, did I change my mind? I can't even remember. And then you try and justify it. And, you know, the dichotomy of these two sides of yourself, where one minute you believe one thing, the next minute you believe something opposite. And it's really challenging for the dyslexic mind, but it happens a lot. Another place where this pendulum that swings between is routine and the ability to have complete creative freedom, that ability to just be in flow, nothing matters, you're in the moment, you know, you can be who you are, you can use that energy, that creative power to create what you need, which is fantastic, right? Like, I love that moment. You know, for me, it's in a business meeting, you know, when I'm doing a coaching session or giving advice as well on digital marketing and online marketing. I love it when I'm in that session and I'm looking at someone's business and my brain just pulls it apart bit by bit, lays it out in front of me, you know, in this kind of visual realm, and I can just see it and I can just flow with it. And I can watch the person on the other side of the table or the Zoom screen just go, wow, how did you, you know, you've only met me once. How have you done so much in your head to help my business or, you know, whatever I was helping them with? How did you do that so quickly? And I'm just like, hey, it's just my gift. That's how my dyslexia comes through. And it's when I'm in that complete creative state, is in that one, usually it's about an hour. But if I don't have a routine around how I get someone into that hour, a routine about how I make sure they've got a Zoom meeting link, how I make sure I've got a calendar invite, how I make sure I actually charge them for the work, you know, that's a big one for dyslexics, is remembering to actually charge people correctly. You know, all of these things, if you're not doing them, if you don't have that routine, you can never enjoy the creative flow to the same extent, right? You just don't get the space to, because your mind is always away with things. And I think this is the challenge, is that I know more than ever how much I need routine. But the other side of me that's completely fighting with that and saying, you need to let your creativity flow. You need to be a hippie in a beanbag with long hair, maybe smoking a pipe, you know, sitting around, free love. You know, there's a real part of us that's like that free love hippie. And now some of us, I think, have jammed that part of ourselves deep, deep inside. But there really is a hippie, I think, in all of us. And then there's like this person who needs complete routine. Like my dad, deep down, like some of his ideas are very like, woo, out there. But deep down, he's pushed that so far down. His life is so routine in the way he operates. He's had to do it that way. And I see it in my grandmother, oddly. the routine is just the only way she holds on to her mental state. It's so important. And so what does that mean for you as a dyslexic? Or if you've got a partner or a, you know, someone in your life who's dyslexic? I think the important thing to remember is, you know, beyond them being a bit hypocritical, if they say, hey, I'm going to do this, and then next week they do the opposite, you know they're not doing it out of a negative place. It's just the way their brain works. And one small new bit of information can completely change their whole worldview on something, you know, so it's really important. And again, another dichotomy is, you know, the more stubborn we are, the more fluid we also are with changing our thoughts. You know, one minute we're the most stubborn person in the world. The next minute we're flip-flopped on a lifelong idea that we've believed since we were a kid. You know, because a new bit of information has come to light. So these are the dichotomies we're talking about. But going back to the routine versus creative flow, the way I deal with it is I really am getting more in tune with realizing my creative flow is more opened up by routine. The more routine I have, the more time I have for flow. You know, me wearing black t-shirts every morning, I don't have to think about that. I just get my t-shirt and I'm good to go. I can be then creative in other parts of my life because of that routine. You know, and I'm spending a lot more time at the moment getting more routine in my budgets. You know, I've always had this terrible trait of not planning my haircuts. Now, this may be more of a male challenge than a female challenge. I think there's a lot more stigma around it for women, and women have probably had to do it for more. That could be a completely sexist comment, so please don't take it that way. But it's, I guess, for me personally, in this example, haircuts. I just, when my hair is really, really bad and I look like a shaggy dog and people start to comment that, hey, you're looking like a shaggy dog, I'll then wait another 2 weeks and then go and get my haircut. You know, so I'm actually going crazy and actually putting into my budget, which is only slowly starting to come to life, that every 6 weeks I'm going to go and get my haircut. Now, this is based on the fact that you're allowed to get your haircut in, and I know at the moment it's a bit crazy around the world, but like even if I was shaving my head as a guy, I still probably wouldn't do it for 8, 9, 10 weeks. And everyone's going to have other things that they kind of forget and put off, but I've realized, you know, although I've done this forever, I need to put some routine in and I need to become comfortable and okay with that routine. It's the same with going to sleep. I have to also be able to upgrade my routines. You know, I've got this habit of listening to a 30-minute podcast when I go to sleep, which deep down I know is probably not the best way to go to sleep. So I'm finally, and it's taken me weeks to make this decision because I like those podcasts. It's a real, I don't know, I just enjoy it. But like I've taken this decision now to change that routine, to read a book. I know this sounds crazy. And when I say read, I'll probably get through 2 pages of this book that I'm just reading on coaching. I get through 2 pages of it a night. So it's probably going to take me half a year to read it because I probably only can keep my attention on it for about 10 minutes. And I'm trying to read it slowly and really absorb the information, visualize the pages. And my goal is to actually read it as slow as possible, which isn't hard because I naturally probably would do that anyway, even if that wasn't my goal. But to do that before bed, what I do know is reading makes me tired. So if I do read 2 pages, but after those 2 pages, it's like trying to get knocked out and taking my melatonin that I've talked about in a previous episode. I'm really trying to get my sleep patterns back to some quality. And part of that is getting rid of listening to podcasts at the end of the night. And I don't, you know, there's a part of me going, oh, I want to hold on to that. But then there's a part of me going, I know this is the decision that's going to improve my life down the line. And I think that's the challenge, is that we can't get stuck in our routines. We can use that stubborn part of ourselves. But when you really realize and when you take a moment to go, you know, changing these routines to upgrade them is the thing that's going to upgrade the creative part of my life. You know, if I get a better night's sleep on a regular basis, my creativity, my mood is so dependent on it. It's night and day. If I get 4 hours, 5 hours sleep, I can run on it, but it's a terrible day. I know it's not going to be as good as it could be if I got 6 or 7 hours or 8 hours. You know, let's be realistic, 6 or 7 hours is a good night for me. You know, and for me, it's you know, making that decision of going, hey, I know the next 3 to 4 weeks are going to be challenging to change that routine. But now that I've made the decision, that routine is going to improve me in the long run. So it's really important. Like I think, and I think this is the, you know, if you've got a dyslexic family member, if you are dyslexic, just realize you're not alone in how hard sometimes it can be to create these routines or create this change. Like I know how hard it is. Some days I just don't want to, you know, even get into it, even start it. You know, I can go for 2-3 months just on repeat and not make massive change, even though deep down I know I need to make some big changes. And then I'll go through a period of a month of making life-changing changes that, like, people go, wow, you really went from 0 to 150 instantly, right? You ever felt that way? You know, and so don't beat yourself up if you're in a mode of survival. That's normal, right? That's absolutely normal. Stick around in that, you know, be there. But just start to seed your ideas of what could I change? What routine could I add to take mental stress away? What routine could I just tweak a bit to help me sleep that little bit better? You know, what routine could I change to add a bit more exercise? Because exercise is going to be massive for your creative juices. What could I do, even if it's just walking for 15 minutes, listening to some sort of Truth About Dyslexia podcast and its back catalog? You know, what could you, you know, my brain. Anyway, have an epic rest of the day, guys. I hope that's been valuable. I hope that's got you thinking about the routines and the creativity, the pendulum that swings between them. They don't live separately. You're not a creative person without routine. You're not a routine person without creativity. But if you are dyslexic, you have a lot of both of it in your life. So hopefully it's given you a bit of food for thought. I'll be back tomorrow. I wasn't here yesterday, but I will be back tomorrow, and I'll do an extra episode this week. I've got a hopefully an interview coming up as well. So talk very soon and have an epic rest of your day.